This is the best retreat I ever
been. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
The condition is so perfect.
Yeah,
the
yeah,
practice.
Yeah.
Everything is perfect.
Yeah.
And of course, with all the setup at the
Karmita, all those who help.
It's perfect. There's no way perfect than this.
Yeah.
I've been to many retreats. This is the best.
This is the best
condition you have to retreat. The energy is so strong.
Yes, very strong.
It's like I'm caught between two wonders.
Yeah,
one
two wonders.
One here and one down there. So the first day, of course, that's it. I have sister Ingrid asked me to go up. Then the second, I feel guilty now. I must bring it to report. Today I feel guilty because Brother Teo is already here 6:15.
Yeah.
So I take the trouble. But normally I wake up at 4 lah. I take my bath at 4:30 already.
Oh, very good. That religious routine is very good.
Yeah.
And she already have the training at home, the awareness nature. She can understand my talk. Then the first time she attended my Tuesday class together with Ingby, sometimes Thursday class, she becomes so different. And she keep on telling me, Brother, your talk now so clear, so easy to understand. And that was only the last few months.
It changes me a lot.
Yeah, transform you a lot.
It's just that it's not me.
Yeah, not you anymore.
It's not me anymore.
Yeah, sadhu.
After things happen, I ask myself, who am I?
Suddenly become like, that's why the real Dhamma transform you. You straighten your view until the understanding transforms you. And all the awareness-based type of understanding, how come she can understand? Because this teaching comes from this nature which is awareness. Without awareness, you cannot really comprehend or receive this teaching. But the moment you get that, everything becomes meaningful.
It's like Brother Teo said, seeing is seeing.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
You don't have to grasp on it.
Yeah, no need one. That kepo mind.
No more
doing all the funny thing, telling
no
you all
already.
The story.
And then you know when it's, what is anger.
Yeah.
Nobody can make me angry anymore.
Yeah. Sadhu.
I can handle situation very well.
Very, very good. Let us rejoice. Sadhu.
Thank you, Brother Teo.
Yeah. Sadhu. We rejoice. So that this one give you faith, understand? Next one pass to Joey. Joey told me, Brother Teo, your open mind, very good. You talk about open mind, this retreat so much clearer when she came before. He said, your open mind, the moment I heard it, there was so much joy, my heart also opened. How to find this style? He said, a lot of joy, this time so different. Let her tell you by herself.
Brother Teo and all Kalamita, this morning, actually I was awakened by Cindy's wake up call.
Yeah. Very early she wake up.
I thought it was late already. Then she was sleeping next to my bed.
Yeah.
I saw it empty already. So I searched for my handphone. Then I checked 4 a.m. already.
Yeah.
Wow, I think she's really an early bird.
Yeah, that's why I told you all. I actually walked by at 5 a.m. I saw two and I think two there. Nancy, the other one, Nancy. Then after that, I took the water, I go back. Then later on, 5 something, I came again. Then I saw Joey there. So, these are the one that is serious, understand or not? Want to develop the understanding, and the faith is very strong. That's why they progress. You must make effort, persevere. Don't worry about when you enlighten. Or when you progress, have faith, then strive on with heedfulness. Because you have to train the heedfulness, then only you can strive. Then be sincere. When you have the faith and sincerity, you only need to do it. Try it out. Go on. You got nothing to lose. Like Cindy said, the condition, the energy is so strong. The nature is so conducive, so beautiful. What are you waiting for? Understand? So this is a very good advice, and it can give a lot of faith to Kayamita. We let Joey continue. Okay. Joey last time also don't know anything, man. From Malacca, blah blah. And the first time I went down to Aloka, she's so interested. Then so happened the book I brought along, Heart Sutta, I will say. I think Bodhisattva Way also, he got a copy. Then he keep on asking me questions. Then after a while, slowly she understand where she attended the retreat. And this is the second or third one?
Second.
Let her share.
Then this afternoon, while I was taking the warm water at the station there, I met Brother Teo. So I told Brother Teo, I said, "Wow, your teaching from open mind, now my heart also open."
Wow, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
And I say, it's so clear. There's so much clarity now, you know, I could see so much, you know, today, especially today, you know. And this afternoon, was it this before lunch? I did the lying down meditation. When I was lying down meditating, there was this house fly. Flying around me. I could sense it, but I just let it be.
Sadhu.
And then it landed on my nose.
Very good.
On my nose, then it crawled around my face, my forehead.
Very good.
And I didn't arise any negativity.
Aversion or whatever. Sadhu.
Instead, I radiate metta.
Sadhu. That's why it becomes like that. This is possible, understand? Sometimes all these phenomena, like the fly coming, is to test you. You remember what I tell you? You are a dead man. You remember I told Bing Fi, Bia? Assume you are dead. Dead, no problem. The fly understand? That is the training. No aversion at all. No negativity at all. Apply to real life, no? Understand? No? And these are living proof, no? And I don't need to pay them money to speak on my behalf. You understand? No? Testimony. This is not salesmanship, no? So this one is real. Kayamita, who just recently came. Cindy first time. Joey second time. So like the Singaporean, first time. No problem, understand? First time also can become like that because got do homework before. But sooner or later you all will develop the program, don't worry. Have faith. So this is a very good sharing. Continue, Joey.
Then after radiating metta, it leaves. It went off.
It will leave. It comes as a test. To test you.
And then this afternoon, while going through the Heart Sutra again, it came back and it was on the book itself, moving around.
Very good,
you know?
Very good. It was around my table for very long. Understand? Then you know why I take out the sweater or not. We are warm already, the fly can sense. Then he wants to come near me. Then I know, I take it out. Then he don't disturb me anymore, he's still here. But it's never a problem. Because they are just fly, understand? You think they know we have a retreat? You think that fly know you all around? He's just nature's instinct. He fly around. And he is what he is because he karma. But so lucky, you know, as a fly can listen to Dhamma. No? Not actually listening. The vibration, understand? Your collective consciousness, the environment, the condition. Why only one fly? I think the same fly going around, I think. The computer also, they come. Why? They actually are helping you. That's meant to be. It's not like what I experienced last night. I went down to Asahang. The Asahang. A lot of flies. During Dana time, you must use the thing to cover the food. The fly come, it hurts. Full one, but there was one occasion, very funny, you know. I heard about it, you know. So I make a pure wish, you know. When I'm there, hopefully the fly doesn't come. And you know what happened that night at the kitchen there? The person who is the owner, Nancy, we all meditate together. Suddenly she said, dark already, you know. How come today no fly on? Very funny. Then Of course, they always joke, lah. They say, "Brother Teo here, lah." You know, but actually, nothing to do with that. I tested it many times. When I was in Alastair, my brother's house, my sister-in-law told me, it didn't rain very long already. Very dry, hot. Then at night, it's near the paddy land. He said, this mosquito, very, very fierce. They really come in like B-52 bomber, struck you. Like Yun Chang kena the hand on, but big one, that one. But this one also aggressive mosquito. So when I arrived, I heard he say like that. So I want to try out. I make a POV. As long as I stay here for the next 3 days, let the mosquito don't come and disturb. Then if there is condition for rain, let it be. You know what happened? Immediately after that, boom, the thunder. Then my sister-in-law look out. The really downpour. Then at night, how come tonight no mosquito? You believe or not? This one nothing to do with magic or psychic. This one is the understanding. And it can happen. You can put it to test. Okay? Joey, continue.
Today being the third day of the retreat, I realized that my thought has reduced a lot.
Reduced or subside a lot.
Reduced.
Sadhu, because when you have this program, this thought, they all like settle down by itself. Because you already know how to relax and let things be. Then what happened? Jay Krishnamurti said, the very flowering of thought is the very ending of all this thought. That's why all cease. Last time, the first retreat, learned something, but cannot settle down also. But how come this retreat come third day only, you know? Especially today, you know, a lot of people like receive something, you know, Michael also, BF also. Understand? You know? And a lot of Kayamita told me, you know, say, brother, this is one different. No? The understanding become clear. Even song also come. And Engbi also. I think Manyan also will know. A lot of things has become different. Evolved until like that. I think Po Cheng, they also know. Then Alicia, they all think experience. And a lot of them haven't shared, no, I tell you. You wait till the last day. So anyway, this is to give you understanding so that you have the faith, Saddha, build it up. Then try. Then it's something like people say miracle, but this is not really miracle. It's more fantastic than miracle. It really manifests on when you have the condition. Your faith is very important. Then when you are sincere, you go on. That's why Cindy and her, so new. And yet, can be like that. Sadhu, do you
and whatever is shared on the whiteboard today is
very clear to you.
Is inconceivable.
Yeah, inconceivable.
Thank you.
Sadhu, sadhu. No wonder she dare to say, my heart open now. When you say open mind, the heart, instead the heart open now. Not only the mundane mind, open mind, heart also open now. Sadhu, sadhu. Let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. This is very good.